it's very important that parents are role models for their children. We put children in car seats at a young age, but unfortunately, you know, as teens get older, they look to their parents, and if they see their parents not buckling up, they're not going to think it's important for them. And it doesn't take much for a situation to change on the road, and you're in a crash, and a seatbelt is your best defense.
Now, the non-compliance rates, they are higher in some areas of the state. Is that correct? Can you enlighten us on that?
Yes. The rural areas of the state, typically the southwest and the northwest areas of the state, are lower compliance. Also, the type of vehicle people drive seem to be lower in compliance. Our pickup truck drivers are only at 83.6% compliance, compared to a passenger vehicle or an SUV that's over 95%.
So those folks, I guess, think, yeah, they got bigger vehicles, right? They would do better potentially in a crash situation. Is that not really correct, Donna?
Well, people have that feeling that the vehicle is going to protect them, or the airbag is going to protect them, and that airbag will not work if you are not in place in the vehicle when you have that crash. The seatbelt keeps you in the proper position, and then the airbag can do its work, and people will usually walk away from a crash or have very minimal injuries if they wear their seatbelt.
And I suppose if you think this through, regardless of the size of the vehicle, if you hit something else, that vehicle stops fast and you keep on going if you're not belted in, regardless of whether it's a pickup or a Volkswagen Bug, right?
Yes, and to that point, that's why it's so important that everyone in every seating position buckles up. The people in the back seat become projectiles and come smashing into other occupants of the vehicle. So if everyone's wearing their seatbelt in properly and in place, and child seats are in the proper restraint, more than likely people are going to survive a crash.
Do you find, and you alluded to this a little bit earlier, about parents setting a good example for their kids, are there any generational differences in seatbelt compliance? Have you cut the data that way?
We have cut the data that way, and typically the older you get, the more you comply with wearing your seatbelt. And women tend to buckle up more than men. I don't know if that's more men are driving pickup trucks and more women are driving minivans and passenger vehicles, but it just seems to be when you're in those years that you kind of are risk takers, that you tend not to buckle up as much.
And I suppose, and young men tend to be greater risk takers than young women. So
that's correct. That's correct.
Yeah, that's probably an established fact. Is there anything else that you want to add as we embark on another one of these crackdowns for seatbelt compliance?
Well, just want to remind everyone to please buckle up. It's your best defense. And if you see someone that's not buckled up, please speak up. Before that car even starts, make sure everyone's buckled and safe.
And I suppose that is the responsibility of the driver, perhaps even more than anyone else, right, to be sure that all of his or her passengers are buckled up before that car is put in motion.
I believe it is, yes. But it's everyone's personal responsibility to follow the law and buckle that seatbelt. But it's always great for the driver to remind everyone this car is not going anywhere until everyone's clicked that belt.